You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney in for Hana Baba. President Trump yesterday called for an end to due process rights for immigrants who enter the country illegally. It comes after last week's flurry of reports that thousands of families have been separated at the southern U.S. border. What does it mean for undocumented families here in the Bay Area? According to ICE statistics, the agency's San Francisco office, which covers all of Northern California, it deported over 6,000 people in the fiscal year 2017. Freelance reporter Alicia Medina Segura says that despite local sanctuary laws, the threat of deportation is still very real. Alicia joined Hana Baba here in studio to talk about her story for the East Bay Express called Coping with the Fear of Deportation. First, Hana asked Alicia about Maria, one of the women featured in the article. When ICE detained Maria's husband, Alicia says it was a stranger named Etel Calles, a volunteer with the Immigrant Family Defense Fund, who came to Maria's rescue.
Maria's story, I guess, is one of the many stories that you can find of migrants that are under the fear of deportation. She was on the kitchen one morning, and she said goodbye to her husband that goes to work in the construction site. And she looks through the window and sees ICE officers handcuffing the husband. And then it was all very quick. She had to go to the school, and then she meets Etel. And Etel, right away, because of she is part of the Family Defense Fund, she goes to the immigration offices in San Francisco to pay the bond. Mm-hmm. And that's why Maria's husband was able to sleep on his house that night. And
because Etel helped.
Because Etel was able to go to the office and pay the bond, and it was released. So what I found is that there are many organizations here that help migrants, but basically it's legal stuff. Mm-hmm. Like they will help. What to do if ICE goes to your place? What to do if you find an officer? But what about the next day? What about the psychological effects? So it's like women are the ones that are holding up the community, and they are taking care of themselves and of their children and of their family altogether. So that was one of, like
surprising.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so who are these women? Like, they are usually like women, neighbors, moms, daughters, sisters.
So what about children? You said these are all, you know, just women. A lot of them are moms. A lot of parents, you know, live under this threat of being deported. Do you know how either the women or the schools are talking to children about, you know, what if mama's deported? What if daddy's deported?
Mm-hmm. Vilma is a teacher in Merrill's Leadership Academy as well. And
In Oakland,
yeah. And when she was 3 years old, her father was deported. And she has lived a life with an absent father. They didn't talk at all for 25 years. They didn't have a relationship, let's say. So she knows the struggle about deportation and what deportation can mean. The beautiful thing here is that when she was a child, she met this teacher, Mrs. White, that really helped her and took care of her and made her feel like valuable. So now she's a teacher and she's kind of giving back what she received. Mm-hmm. And because she's a Latina woman, her students find her like more approachable. So, you know, it's not like a white woman that maybe you think that, oh, she might not understand.
Right.
She understands because she has been through the same experience that you as an 8-year-old or as a 10-year-old are experiencing.
So it sounds like a lot of these women who are helping also have had experience with deportation.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you feel these women were prepared for deportation at any moment?
You mean if they have
like how do you deal with that?
Under the
not
bed?
Just luggage. Yeah, I mean luggage, plans, kids. Where do they go? Is there like a lot of us have earthquake plans? Uh-huh. A lot of us have disaster plans. Are there people who actually make plans in terms of, you know, if daddy leaves, there's the auntie over there that you call her, and you know, is it to that extent?
Yeah, there is this document the family preparedness plan, and they have to put, like, for example, who is the doctor of the kid? Where is the school? Who is going to pick him up? What other family, or if the family is also undocumented, what other friends are going to be there?
What surprised you the most in your reporting?
I guess the strength of the woman, but yeah, how they keep going and among themselves, they just know how to deal with it. Like, oh, I'm afraid to come to school today, so don't worry, I will take your children. You know, the carpool and all these little things that make stories very sad, but also empowering.